On the last day of its current session, the Supreme Court changed its mind about two cases involving detainees in government custody. After denying earlier appeals by the Guantanamo detainees in April, the court said it would hear arguments in its next term about whether inmates whom the government deems to be enemy combatants have the right to challenge their detention in a U.S. court. There is some difference among legal scholars about exactly when the last time such a reversal occurred in the Supreme Court, but there is general agreement that it was about 40 years ago. Eric Friedman, a law professor at Hofstra University and a legal advisor for the detainees, says the turnabout is a major victory for the Guantanamo inmates.
It's a huge step forward for the detainees and a serious, serious setback for the government's efforts to do anything except allow the independent judicial review, which is at the bedrock of separation of powers.
National Security Council spokesman Gordon Jandro said the Bush administration does not believe any legal review of its detainee procedures is necessary, but added that it is confident about its legal position. But even conservative legal scholars say the court decision to take the cases does not bode well for the administration's detainee policies. David Rivkin, a former Justice Department official in the Reagan and first Bush administrations, calls the court action unfortunate. He noted that it takes only 4 of the 9 justices to deny a hearing before the high court, but 5 to order a rehearing as it did Friday.
It tells me that at least 4 justices for certain and possibly 5 justices entertain some fundamental questions about the propriety and legal sufficiency of the Military Commissions Act, which is, of course, the key underlying legislation passed last November that governs all aspects of detention and prosecution of unlawful enemy combatants.
The detainees seek the right to challenge their detention in a federal court. The Bush administration says they are enemy combatants and therefore not entitled to such rights. At the administration's urging, Congress last year passed the law denying them that legal avenue and setting up military commissions to try detainees. Eric Friedman says the government must explain to a civilian court why it is holding people in detention indefinitely.
It is simply inimical to the Constitution to take the position that the government can throw somebody into a prison, announce that they are a national security threat, and not explain to a court the factual and legal basis why they're doing that.
David Rivkin is gloomy about the Supreme Court's about-face, but adds he does not believe the court will totally abandon the military commission system.
The courts are not going to cleanly kill the system. I don't believe at any point in time the courts are going to come out and say, you know, the laws of war paradigm does not apply, these people are not enemy combatants, you got to let them go. At least the Supreme Court is most unlikely to do that because, frankly, even they understand how insane that would be.
The cases will be heard sometime after the next court term begins in October. Gary Thomas, VOA News, Washington.